Welcome back. This is the Sundance Reel. I'm Leslie Thatcher. Well, the Sundance Institute, along with support from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation yesterday, announced a new project that will harness the power of independent film to create a global conversation about extreme hunger and poverty. In the studio to tell us more about that is Joe Beyer. He is the Sundance Institute's Director of Digital Initiative. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Who came to whom here? I know that the Gates Foundation, of course, they have a project in the works, you know, to eliminate hunger and poverty. What did the Institute then approach them saying, we can help you?
No. It actually, we have the great advantage of attracting organizations like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And I think that they were very curious about whether or not a creative approach to these challenges might be something that they'd be interested in. And so they came to talk to us. We've had a long-term relationship with them. This isn't the first project that we've done. And they were curious if we would be interested in helping them commission, these five short films to tackle exploring these issues of poverty and hunger, but more importantly, to maybe explore some of the solutions that are being put into play. I think that, when you say the words poverty and hunger, there are connotations with that immediately pop into your head, and they're not always positive. And in truth, there have been a great number of positive changes and advancements that are happening in the world. And I think they were looking at this project as a way to maybe celebrate those people that are on a daily basis really tackling these issues. And so they asked us if we'd be interested. Of course we were. And then working with our two main development programs, feature film and documentary, we found five astonishingly creative and talented filmmakers that took this on. So I think you saw our screening yesterday at the Holiday Cinema, and it went great. We had a packed house, and it was the first time the filmmakers had actually seen each other's work. So they had no idea how the other artists had approached this challenge, and that was really interesting. I think they were nervous and then very excited when they saw the program.
Yeah. So these five films are meant to be an inspiration to some of the entries, correct? And so the new entries coming in?
Yeah. So we began the project by saying we would do five films and present them here at the festival, and honestly, based on the quality of the work that came back, the Gates Foundation came to us and said, we're excited about this. What else can we do? And so we brainstormed about that and then decided what would be really interesting would be doing a global call for entries where everyday storytellers, people that maybe are not professional artists, could also contribute. And so we came up with the idea that we would like to find five more films from anyone in the world that we're going to fly in next year at the 2015 Film Festival. I can't even believe I'm thinking or talking about that at this point. But we're going to do that, and they're going to come back and show that work, and we're going to also bring in somebody that comes up with just a story idea. So it was important to us to find a way that anyone in the world could participate, even if they don't, for example, own a video camera or have any experience with filmmaking. And so we have on our Tongle.com page, which is the platform that's supporting our submissions. It's Tongle.com/Sundance for a shameless plug. But you can submit a 500-character story idea, and that can be a suggestion of a subject, somebody maybe down the street that you think is an interesting person with a story that's related to this project, or a place, or you can write a mini narrative. It's about two tweets worth of information, so you have to be concise, but we're going to find a Sundance filmmaker to take an idea and make a film out of that. That's and right. Yeah, we'll bring them here next year. So
yeah, so the one we saw like yesterday, the MasterChef, I mean, was this a real story, or was it a documentary, or did they actually just kind of hire these young kids to to act this out, this idea?
Yeah, no, the MasterChef is a great example of the creative approach to this challenge. That was actually a fictional short film. That filmmaker also has a feature, believe it or not, in the festival called The Lunchbox. And so that was a creative approach to this subject matter. And I think it was very powerful. I hope you enjoyed it. I know the audience did as well. And so we also had an animated or short that incorporated a lot of animation in it as well. And the Global Short Film Challenge has no creative limits. And that was really important to both Sundance and Gates, that this is not, we're not asking people to hit a very specific set of circumstances with this contest and this global call. We're giving people the opportunity to really approach it from any angle. And, you know, I one of the interesting things, I would love to see if somebody could perhaps approach this subject with humor. I know that sounds totally unorthodox, but it might be very interesting, for example. So that's sort of what we're hoping for.
Yeah, well, MasterChef had a little bit of that.
Yeah, it sure did.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you see this becoming an annual event?
Oh, I'd love that. That'd be great. You know, it's very rare, I think, in our industry that we get a chance to do pure good. To be, you know, I don't want to suggest that we're changing the world with this project, but I think that it could be a spark for really interesting conversations, and more importantly, for people to take a moment in their busy day to realize that there are so many people in this world that live in circumstances that are so much more difficult than we can imagine, and creating empathy for that other experience is an important part of the project. So I would be thrilled if we could do this again. Yeah.
Yeah. So will the Gates Foundation money then go to filmmakers to produce the film once they're kind of selected?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Through their generosity, these filmmakers will not only be able to come to the 2015 Film Festival, but the ones that we select out of this contest will receive a $10,000 prize. So that's wonderful.
All right, so it's not like they have to use the 10 grand to make the film.
No, it's an honorarium of sorts for the effort, but certainly they could put that money to use on the short film too.
Although you mentioned the one that submits the idea, that's what you'll take from start to finish as well.
Yeah, our partner in this is the platform I mentioned, Tongle.com, and they were so enthusiastic about working on this that they actually have volunteered to underwrite flying out the storyteller. That wasn't an original part of what we conceived, but they're generously going to take that expense on because they were really pumped.
That's great. I think it's a nice application.
Okay, again, people can find out more by going to the Sundance what page or the Tongle?
Right now, we just launched yesterday, and the best place to go is tongle.com/Sundance.
That's T-O-N-G-A-L dot.
That's right.
And you can see the five shorts there.
We're going to premiere those online very shortly. Yeah, we're rolling them out, and then we're also doing four more Sundance alumni films over the course of the year. So there's going to be a lot of content. So,
great.
Yeah, keep a lookout for it.
We'll look forward to seeing them next year, too.
Thank you so much.
Joe, thanks for coming in.
Winter is in full swing at the Utah Olympic Park. The park is open daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Explore the Alf Ingen Ski Museum and the Eccles 2002 Olympic Winter Games Museum. Take a guided Olympic heritage tour or watch athletes train while enjoying a hot beverage from the Silver Bean Cafe. Info and rates are available online at UtahOlympicLegacy.com. Parking and admission is free. Utah Olympic Park is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing sport and recreation opportunities.
The Glittertind at Stein Erickson Lodge is a proud supporter of KPCW. The Glittertind restaurant offers regional American cuisine with Chef Zane Holmquist seasonal menus. Located mid-mountain at Deer Valley Resort, the Glittertind serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Sunday brunch with live music. Reservations recommended 645-6455.